My name's Brian Ashton. I've lived in Wrangell for 28 years. I'm self-employed as a consultant, and I develop and export technology from Wrangell.
And what is your relationship to the schools now?
My two older children have been through our school system, and my youngest two children are currently in our elementary and middle schools. I was part of the team that completed our school district's strategic plan last winter and spring. I have served on the Elementary Advisory Committee for many years.
Tell me a little bit about the strategic plan. What is that?
Well, the school wanted to create a strategic plan that would guide the school for the next 5 years. And so they basically put together a team of community members, parents, teachers, and administrators to basically look at that, and they actually hired a facilitator to help come in and help guide the process. And so last winter and spring, I think the school said we cumulatively put together like 1,100 hours of time to basically create the five-year plan for the school. And the school basically outlines how we're going to go about improving the school system, what we're going to focus on, what are the areas that are important for us to be focusing on with the school and for the development of the school.
So you're not intimidated by policy?
There are times when a plan is made and it collects dust on the shelf. And that's kind of a cliche that you hear a lot. And I don't think that's going to happen. And I was really happy to see the strategic plan really look at addressing things like helping the community understand how the school does need to operate and for people to better understand how to involve themselves in the schools. But I'm just very excited to be a part of the process of implementing that strategic plan. And I think that it's really important that we implement plans and we govern our schools in a culture of encouragement. Instead of going, oh, this is wrong with our school and this is wrong with our school, there's a lot that's good about our schools. Mm-hmm. And I just think that we need to really be focused on how we can empower our schools to do the best they can.